Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Hogan here on Audio Boo. It is 10:50 a.m. Saturday, 29th of August. Heading back through the park from the car boot. I'm on a mission. And also, I'm a father again. I'm a daddy once again. Actually, no, I'm not. Not at 65, I'm not. I'm taking home a super duper Mamas and Papas pram. Lovely, lovely beastie. With the accompanying Mamas and Papas baby carrier seat thing. I hate using that word thing, but that's how to describe it. But I've got this parked on top of the... Hi, Anne! I've got this parked on top of the pram. So it looks actually like I've got two kids. I've got a Barbie in the pram. And I've got... I've got a youngster in the carrier on top. Car seat, carrier, tote, reseat. That's what missed to describe it. It's all part of a magnificent set that cost nearly £700. And it was bought by my wife's sister and her man when her niece had her one and only child. He's now about ten. She decided to sell it since she's not going to have any babies. I think actually she said she'd never have any babies, more babies, 10 years ago. I'm sure she did. So Mary asked her if she wanted us to sell it for her, get some money back. Of course, the niece is going to get the money, but it wasn't her that paid for it. But there again, it's her property, strictly speaking. So we took it along today and put a price on the whole lot as a bulk bundle. It's got everything, actually. It's not just what I mentioned. It's got waterproof covers. It's got cozy toes covers. It's just a bewildering array of gear. All Mamas and Papas, all top-notch. But unfortunately, it looks like it's going to rain again. Not supposed to be again. So Mary didn't want to run the risk of it raining, because it does have waterproof covers that we can pull over the whole affair, as it were. But she had to push it along this morning after I'd driven along with the car, because it's just too big to win the car, even in the Volvo. I mean, it would go in if I collapsed the whole thing, but then we wouldn't get other stuff in. So anyway, Mary walked along with it this morning, and I meant to get a picture of her as she approached the car at the car boot, pushing the pram, just to post out to certain other people in the family to say, look who's pushing babies about again. But at this stage of life, it would have been grandkids. But anyway, so rather than get the whole thing soaked, I'm taking it back home, walking it back home. And the reason I'm going to get laughing about it is, it's been a long, long while since I pushed a pram or a buggy. My youngest now being 31. So, a long, long while ago. But also, the looks people give. I've passed about four or five women pushing prams, various types. And as they passed, they all looked. I could see them looking at me as we approached. And I thought, oh, I can do that. I can look as well. So I looked at them. There's a kind of Chick Murray sketch there. And if you don't know Chick Murray, he was a Scots stage performer who had a unique, very, very deep and ironic sense of humour. Bow-faced, straight-faced. And he could tell jokes and have you rolling about in your seat. And he wouldn't even crack a smile. And one of his favourite ones was, I was walking along the road, and this chap come towards me. And, he looked at me. And I said, I can do that. I'll look back. And he says, so we stopped. And I thought, well, yeah, I can do that as well, I say. So I'm just as clever as you. So I stopped as well. And it was this that kind of, I mean, I can't do Chick Murray. It's very hard to emulate. But anyway, that was kind of a joke. So anyway, with this poem, we would say that was a long way around for a shortcut, but anyway. Because I'm pushing a pram, and I can't see that there isn't actually any children or babies in the pram or the buggy, these women all looked and smiled. And I thought, hey, hello, how are you? What's your baby like? And it's true, they all looked, as I approached, they could see them looking at the pram, sizing the pram. Oh, he's got mamas and papas, you know. And as they got very, very close, it was, normally they would just ignore you if you were a sole male walking along the road, especially a sole ageing male. Definitely if you are, you know, a gigolo. But everyone, without fail, lifted their head and smiled over. And you could see them craning their neck to see who was in, and there was no one in. And the other thing I found out too was that I had to cross three different roads there to get the route I normally take back through the parks. And every time I got to the road and I stood with the pram, cars slowed and waved me across. Me! I can understand a woman with a pram. Well, I can't remember if there were women drivers. Maybe they were. But anyway, I was allowed across the road, and so I waved and smiled back in through the windscreen. Thank you so much. It's okay. So that was great. On the negative side, because I've not been used to pushing a pram at one pedestrian crossing where you push the button, stop the traffic. Now, I'm off the type that I prefer not to press the button to get across the road without holding the traffic up, being a motorist myself, but also to see if people are courteous enough to say, well, okay, I'm not really going anywhere, so I'll let you across. But because I had a pram, I completely forgot, and I did my usual and walked to the curb. Of course, if I walked to the curb and the pram's in front of me, the pram's in the road. And I had to quickly pull it back for a car coming from the right. And I pulled the pram back, and this guy coming from the left rolled his window down and said, traffic lights were at green, mate. And I just nodded. Yeah, I know they were at green. It wasn't a green man, it was green traffic lights, so. But I completely, I wouldn't say forgot I was pushing a pram. I forgot what am I trying to say here? I think you know what I'm trying to say. My body, my muscle memory stopped my feet at the curb, taking no notion or notice of the fact that I had a pram sticking 4 feet in front of me. So there you go. So that's one of the cons of pushing a pram. And how does it feel pushing a pram again? Very, very awkward, to be honest with you, because your stance is different. You're walking, or at least my walking stance is different. Because it's almost like you're leaning into the pram rather than being upright as I normally am, and having to hold my hands in a static place position as they are at the moment. Stride is different because you can't have my usual fast walking stride. It's different altogether. So that would be an adaptation, of course. You would get used to it and your body would adapt. That's absolutely fine. Not that it's going to, because this will be the last time we'll be pushing a pram, probably. So there you go. So now I'm onto the busy Glasgow Road again. Not far from home now. A couple of 100 metres, if it is that. And I wonder if I attempted to cross the road at this point, would the motorist stop and let me across? Or would they try and knock me over with a pram? But anyway, so I suppose there's a lot of etiquette with prams. do's and don'ts, pros and cons, positives and negatives. At the moment, the pros, the pluses are in front because of what I just mentioned about how people seem to treat people, even a man, with a pram. Even though there are no babies inside. And it does seem strange to have a pram. As I walk along, I keep looking into the open hood. The hood's up. I keep looking into the hood. And there's nothing in there but the pillow and the covers. But I still keep looking. Is that the brain muscle memory coming back from all the times when I did push a pram with four different kids? Where you would constantly be looking at the pram to see how the baby was or see how the wee one was. So is that that I keep looking in? And I know there's nothing there. It's crazy stuff. Right, I'm on the home drive now. Turning off the busy roads into the relative peace and tranquility of my Colgan's abode. Colgan's hideaway. Doesn't sound as good as Fernando's. I'll be putting it straight into the garage in the meantime. It's locked. Well, of course it is locked because I locked it. Now we're in a quandary because the key is inside the house. Because the other key is on the car keys, which are still in the ignition on the car. So to here, grab the garage key from the horse stand. Open sesame and drive the pram into the garage. And that is it parked, as they say. Righty ho. Going into the house now. I'm going to have a coffee. I need a strong one or two espressos. And release. Oh, I haven't fed the fish this morning yet. I'm going to do that before I go. Going to have a coffee. And then I have to dive back along and collect a nursery set that was also being sold along with this. A totally different brand, the Little Bears it's called. Complete nursery set. And that's to be sold as well. So Mary wants me to go shoot back along and pick that one up and bring that home. Unfortunately, that doesn't have fuels. So that means carrying the stuff back. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. Coffee first. Right. Cheery bye then now. From an ageing and inexperienced pram pusher.